God with me and don't look down at the flow. No, apostolic and all things that we do. Master taught the street great, take a broom. After all the weekend when we lose down, imagine all in this name we can do. Hold down some holes, put your foot down, it goes. It don't bother me, I know that God with me and don't look down at the flow. No, apostolic and all things that we do. Master taught the street great, take a broom. After all the weekend when we lose down, imagine all in this name we can do. Pull down some holes, put your foot down, it goes. It don't bother me, I know that God with me and don't look down at the flow. Even angels loving it. The covenant with Jesus keeps on getting even sweeter. I love to pledge allegiance to the one that gave us freedom. He did it by his blood, he shed for you and me, and he hung on that rugged cross for us all. Let his will just be done. His fingerprints, they be stitched in our fabric. No escaping this. If you want it, you can have it. The wages of sin is death when you cash in. Turn away and repent. The next, it is baptism. In the name of Jesus, to X out your past sins. Watch the Holy Ghost fall like it did in Acts 10. Apostolic in all things that we do. Master taught us, be great, take a broom. After all the weekend, when we lose, now imagine all in this name we can do. Pull down strongholds, put your foot down, it goes. It don't bother me, I know that God with me, and I don't look down at the flow. No, apostolic in all things that we do. Master taught us, be great, take a broom. After all the weekend, when we lose, now imagine all in this name we can do. Pull down strongholds, put your foot down, it goes. It don't bother me, I know that God with me, and I don't look down at the flow. No, apostolic in all things that we do. Master taught us, be great, take a broom. After all the weekend, when we lose, now imagine all in this name we can do. Pull down strongholds, put your foot down, it goes. It don't bother me, I know that God with me, and I don't look down at the flow. Lives on the other side of them trees. And angels loving it. The covenant with Jesus keeps on getting even sweeter. I love to pledge allegiance to the one that gave us freedom. He did it by his blood, he shed for you and me, and he hung on that rugged cross for us all. Let his will just be done. His fingerprints, they be stitched in our fabric. No escaping this. If you want it, you can have it. The wages of sin is death when you cash in. Turn away and repent. The next, it is baptism. In the name of Jesus, to X out your past sins. Watch the Holy Ghost fall like it did in Acts 10. Apostolic in all things that we do. Master taught us, be great, take a broom. After all the weekend, when we lose, now imagine all in this name we can do. Pull down strongholds, put your foot down, it goes. It don't bother me, I know that God with me, and I don't look down at the flow. No, apostolic in all things that we do. Master taught us, be great, take a broom. After all the weekend, when we lose, now imagine.
Welcome back to Law and Border. We're in Panama as Ben and the team link up with their guides from the Centerfront Security Force. They'll leave before sunrise in order to catch the boats who are coming down the river.
Number two.
And the count is on.
21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. All stopping at these little markets. 30, 31, 32.
I don't care what Corinne Jean-Pierre tells you. I don't care what Secretary Mayorkas tells you. The supposedly Secretary of Homeland Security. There is no security in our homeland right now. There's an invasion, and you see it right here.
40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46,
54.
54, and it's not even 11 a.m.
64.
68.
69.
71.
72.
80. That's 80.
We just passed 80 boats in less than an hour. That's 2,000 people. We just saw yesterday, huge day, they had 4,000 people come through. We've never seen numbers like this before. Biden says they're trying to stop it. He is lying. They're not trying to stop it. This is not failed policy, the invasion we see on our southern border. This is the Democrat policy. This is to destroy America. They're aligned with the globalists, the United Nations, the leftist NGOs. They're aligned with China to destroy America from within. Reason.
This is an invasion. This is an invasion.
86.
95.
96.
They said Title 42 was going away. It was going to get better. It's a lie. Mayorkas is a liar. Biden's a liar. The Democrats are liars.
100. 101.
I truly was shocked when I heard yesterday. 160 votes. I thought that had to be an anomaly. Couldn't be happening every day. We just passed 101. Here comes number 102.
They've done this all.
It's not an anomaly, guys. This is the new normal.
This boat is like about to sink.
They've done this all.
Venezuela?
We're going into the pipeline to see what's coming to America. 105 boats, 160 yesterday. This is and one tributary of the river of invasion that's coming to America. You come down here and you can see what's coming. Sadly, Mayorkas comes down here and he just invites more of it.
This is a machine created by the Democrats.
116. So that looked like the end of the wave possibly for this morning. 116 boats. That's somewhere between 2,500 and 3,000 people in an hour and a half.
Coming into Baja Chiquito and it is packed here. Saw 116 boats already and this little village is overrun as well.
Look at the massive amount of people. All trash burning.
A once pristine river that ran through the jungles of Panama is turned into raw sewage.
The feces are strong. Stinks really bad.
It's so bad, you almost don't know what to focus on.
Wow, that stinks.
Indigenous village of only a couple hundred is now completely overrun and being destroyed by this process.
It's crazy. So you go to this indigenous village and it's so taken over that the actual places that they live have some of them been turned into huts and food centers, but then down below you got all the tents underneath as well. All tents underneath your house. Tents under there. Every house is full of tents now. Thank you. It just keeps going, guys. This is the line to get into the village of the people that just came in from the jungle. Crazy. Absolutely insane. Thousands of people. Venezuela? Where are you from? China? Look at this. Oscar. Unbelievable, man. Feces everywhere. Everything is. So you got the new line of people coming in. This is processing. Wild. As far as you can see out of the village, guys, it's a pipeline. It's a pipeline from all of these countries that feed into these little villages here in the Darien. Baja Chiquito, you get in the river, you go down to Lajas Blancas, you get sent, either stop at San Vicente or piped on through up to Costa Rica, then Nicaragua, then Honduras, then Guatemala, then Mexico, up to our southern border. It's a pipeline, guys. It's all coordinated. It's all controlled. And the leftists are making money on all of it.
And a simple translation, they hate President Maduro.
Yeah, you can hardly even walk through here. It's just a sea of people all the way through, from front to back, is thousands. I thought Lajas Blancas was bad. This is unbelievable, guys. America doesn't know what's coming. You don't know what's coming. This is what we're inviting in, guys. This is what we're doing. Crazy. It's crazy. This is a tiny village. A tiny village in Panama, an indigenous village that's completely overrun. This is crazy.
I don't know.
This is just the beginning. Mayorkas, you're a liar. Biden, you're a liar. They invited this. And Oscar's a celebrity down here. She can't believe she met Oscar.
Well, the only thing that I can tell you right now, Ben, it is that this is treason to the United States of America. I don't know how this is going to be. This is not sustainable. This is not sustainable. We saw 4,000 yesterday in the migrant camp, Alajas Blancas. I believe that right now over here is around the same amount.
At least, if not more.
At least or not more. So we're talking about 10,000 people in only two spaces.
Yeah.
That there are
in tiny villages. Villages, these villages have a few hundred people.
And adding the 116 pinawas that we saw.
Look at the garbage. I mean, it's just garbage everywhere.
And this is all on you, Mayorkas. It's all on you, Alejandro Mayorkas, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, Veronica Escobar, Gavin Newsom, 50 Shift, all of you. That you voted for these open border policies. It's all you.
You know, and the worst part is we just came from El Salvador not too long ago. And you see an example of a country that can fix it. And instead of fixing it, you've got the United Nations and all of these leftists out there just telling people to leave their countries and come to America to destroy America and destroy the countries like Panama as they go. It's all connected, guys.
I don't see ACNUR. I don't see, all these organizations over here. I don't see you guys over here feeding, helping, and just medically attending people. So you're a liar, you're a fraud. United Nations, OIM, all you.
Oh, they're NGOs. They're here, they're inviting them. They're in Colombia saying, come on over. And when they get over, they say, come on in. And then they're out there saying, we need more money. Taking more money from citizens of America, from citizens of Panama. Bajo Chiquita, this is really the launch point. We just got off a 3-hour boat ride up here. Saw 116 boats, now we're heading up into the jungle. So
it goes from bad to worse as they head into the jungle, and it's garbage as far as the eye can see.
Greenpeace, you did this. American environmentalists, you guys did this. Look at this. This is what you guys did. This is paradise. This is the jungle. This used to be a destination, world destination. Trash as far as you can see. Trash, 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 all flowing down the river. When the flood comes, this all goes down the river and out into the ocean. This will all end up in the Pacific Ocean. Way to go. Way to go to all the tree huggers pretending to care, you virtue signaling Democrats, virtue signaling leftists. It's medication, it's clothes, it's diapers, it's condoms, it's garbage, it's band-aids. It's tents, tent pegs, plastic, and that's what you guys did.
When Law and Border comes back, the true extent of this man-made disaster is revealed, and we'll show you even more of what Joe Biden, the mainstream media, and the Democrats don't want you to see.
Everywhere you see, it's trash.
But don't lose hope. There's still a fighting spirit in the American people. And this week's special musical tribute by patriotic entertainer Dave Bray, USA, will remind us all to stay the course, finish the fight, and never surrender our freedom. This episode of Law and Border is brought to you by PatriotMobile.com. Use promo code RAV for free activation today, only at PatriotMobile.com. Welcome back to Law and Border. We're in Panama as Ben and the team link up with their guides from the Centerfront Security Force. They'll leave before sunrise in order to catch the boats who are coming down the river.
Number two.
And the count is on.
21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. All stopping at these little markets. 30, 31, 32. I don't care what Corinne Jean-Pierre tells you. I don't care what Secretary Mayorkas tells you. He's supposedly Secretary of Homeland Security. There is no security invasion, and you see it right here.
40, 41, 42, 43, 44. 45, 46,
54,
54, and it's not even 11 a.m.
64,
68,
9, 71,
72,
80, that's 80.
Yeah. It's all orchestrated. Every last bit of it. I'm so proud of them going down there. Going down there to expose that mess right there. I mean, it took courage. It takes courage to get out of your comfort zone and go down into that. When you look at the feces, you look at, and I wish I could rewind it back to that moment, but you look at the feces, you look at all the filth. What this is going to bring us back to is the same thing they tried to say, you know, that brought the bubonic plague and all of that stuff, is when people in filthy environments, like it was in Europe, when they had urinal and the system just flowed through the streets from their restrooms and stuff, what they had, and they just poured it in the street and let it run down through there, and eventually people got so sickened by it, and it caused so many problems. And that's where we're headed now, because these people are coming over here. Some things that don't manifest itself in their bodies until well after, you know, 2 to 3 weeks. And they're coming here, and most of these people, well, I ain't going to say most of them. Let me back off that. But a whole lot of them don't even get medical attention. And then they're getting housed together. That's if they survive the journey. And this right here is downright treasonous. When you look at what these individuals that are linked up, have the green light from the Joe Obama Biden administration, telling people to come, to come, come, come. And they're coming. It's going to be a mess on our hands. I'm going to check on it. You look at what is going on, that their borders wide open. It's treasonous what's taking place. And you know what? People are not going to stand for it no more. All around the country, people are waking up. They might have been asleep to what's going on, but when that pocket go to hurting, stomach go to hurting, because when they go to the restaurant or when they go to the grocery store, more people are finding themselves putting stuff back on the shelves. So what's happening is, if you've been looking at your grocery store and you see stuff all misaligned, what is happening is in the grocery store, people are being overwhelmed with the work, because you used to be, you rarely would see things on the shelves that were misplaced, because they would have workers that would come miss and realign it. So the workers that are willing to work, now they're getting overworked because so many people are having to put stuff back, and they're not putting it back where it belongs. They're just throwing it on the shelf. They got buggies full of buggies. You could get a buggy for $200, maybe $300. Now that same buggy is costing people $600, $700. Bear it because of Joe Bummer Biden and this administration. So you can't just leave it at Joe. Even though they want to, the IG want to put it on him as that he's senile, old and senile, so they're not going to press them with charges. Does that mean everybody else that's old and senile, old period? Are they going to get scot-free? I know a whole lot of them really hope for that. Are they going to get scot-free off the charges? This is the two-tier system. Now, Biden can get away with not getting any charges. Why don't you charge, if you're going to do what's right, charge them like you charged Trump, who actually had presidential rights to hold those records when he declassified them. But oh no, they got to get Trump. Because they cannot defeat the man, so therefore they think that the best way to beat the man is to remove the man off the ballot, because they know that people are waking up all around the world, not just the nation any longer. People are waking up everywhere. And just like this gentleman over here in the United States, he has had a wake-up call.
So you got these libs and Democrats saying that Trump is going to be a threat to democracy if he stays on the ballot. Well, the only way he could be a threat is if he wins. So what they're really saying is, we know we can't beat him, so let's just take him off the ballot. That's how libs and Democrats get down, y'all. They cheat, just like last time. Not to mention it's a constitutional republic, but you know what I'm saying.
Boom. I love the way he ended that. Not to leave it without saying that it is a constitutional republic. If you don't know, now you know. Yeah. That's why so many of us have been blessed with the liberty and freedom that we have had, because we live in a constitutional republic, something that no one else has across the globe. But we have liberty, we have freedom. You got freedom to protest. That is until January the 6th. And then all of a sudden, with this two-tier system, you can't protest anymore. But maybe that's because when over a million people come together for a candidate like never before, they can't handle that truth. And so they have to do something. Thank you, Positive Prayers 247, for all the mad love and the shares that have been going on, getting our episodes up there for everyone to find out about the great information and news that we have been putting out for almost 4 years now. In just a few months, it'll be 4 years. My goodness, I can't. It's mind-boggling that we've been doing it that long over here on the Apostolic Conservative Show. And we'll get back to some more information. We're going to cover multiple different things. There's news coming out about one of the four socialists over there, Democrats, those women that have caused so much trouble for this, the United States of America. Hey, I want to talk about Senate race 30 over here in Georgia. Senate Georgia 30 seat is up for grabs on tomorrow. It is election day, and I am looking very much forward to what takes place tomorrow, because we're trying to hold on to that 30th seat over here in Georgia after Mike Dugan stepped down to run for District 3 in the Senate. And we're looking forward to maintaining that, although turnout has been low. So look, go and go to your local precinct. The precincts are open on tomorrow for elections, and all of a sudden we're getting buffering on here like never before. I can't even fathom that we be getting buffering on the show today. I hope the sound is coming through okay. We will see. I know I got some issues with the mic going on right now. I'll try to get that worked out in just a moment. So bear with me as we go into this clip, and we'll see you on the flip side in just a moment.
Just okay, we was just quiet, sitting back. We was excited then when they started messing with us. No other choice but to step up.
Saw the top secret documents laid out on the floor at Mar-a-Lago. What did you think to yourself?
How one anyone could be that irresponsible?
Major developments concerning the classified documents case involving President Biden.
A new statement from the White House special counsel. Mr. Biden would likely present himself to a jury as elderly man with a poor memory.
Joe Biden came across to investigators as elderly man with poor memory.
We conclude that no criminal charges are warranted in this matter.
Robert Hur does not plan to file any criminal charges in the case.
This report seems to say that he's not going to face criminal charges.
345-page report by the special counsel stopped short of recommending criminal charges.
It's just totally irresponsible.
Totally irresponsible. He's totally Joker, you. You. I'm so sick and tired of this Joker with all this nonsense. He keep thinking he getting away. He ain't getting away. It ain't gonna work. You can play elderly all you want to. Well, you have committed treason and it ain't gonna work. All right, so let's keep it moving. Just a reminder for you guys of what has taken place before time. So be very vigilant as we get ready on this election day coming forward.
Oh, my apologies. Mandates are about to be reinstated, so I was wearing my mask to get ahead of the curve. I love my mask, especially in an election year, because it's a simple yet effective way to display my allegiance to the regime. Am I concerned that an analysis of top scientific studies was conducted this year and concluded that mask mandates did nothing to stop the spread of COVID-19? Nope. Am I concerned that mandatory masks once led to mandatory vaccines, which led to an epidemic of heart conditions in the otherwise young and healthy? No. Am I concerned that COVID stimulus checks and manufactured supply shortages have created a steep loss in purchasing power, making it next to impossible to afford basic necessities? Not even a little bit. Am I concerned that this state of hyperinflation will eventually lead to the perceived need for a government-backed universal basic income that will enslave us to the state in inconceivable ways? Not until it affects me directly. And why am I not concerned, you ask? I'm not concerned because I decided a long time ago that sticking to a bad course of action is much easier than admitting I was wrong. Because in order to admit I was wrong, I have to admit the right was right. And I don't like losing faith face 2 or 4 anything. Unless it's my mask. I've decided it's much easier to pretend my mask protects me from a viral illness when deep down I know it only protects me from one thing. Personal accountability. I prefer to float through life blaming all of the world's woes on fascism, racism, or white supremacy so that I never have to face the true enemy. Want to talk about who it is? Comment below with your opinion. Don't forget to include a source. I prefer to denounce the bad guys from our history books while simultaneously condemning the guys who wrote our history books. I prefer to call anyone who speaks up, fights back, or stands their ground a denialist or a sympathizer so that I don't feel obligated to do the deeper research. Real research takes away from meme time. And lastly, I prefer to put on my mask, and one day when my children ask, I'll tell them I washed my hands clean, not of COVID-19, but of any and all culpability for handing the world over to commies.
Boom, but it still is an Robert De La Cruz. I continue to play that one because it is epic. And it's a reality of what's going on, because you know it must be election year as you see more and more masks starting to come on people's face. Hey, if you want to wear it, you know what, wear it. I ain't gonna knock you too tough, you know. That's your protection that you think that you have, and you know, you do you. But that often there is a reason behind that kind of stuff, you know, because they did kind of use a little virus to overthrow an election. You may or may not remember what took place, but that's why we're here, to try to help you out and maybe, you know, seeing a little information that you may not have seen before. And thank you again over on the Peeled as Positive Prayers 24/7 has shared so many of the episodes because so many people have missed them. And you might want to do like they've done and go back and watch those previous episodes. If you're now just now waking up to what's happening, I encourage you, go back and look at our episodes from 2020 and up to now. You get caught up to speed on a lot of it, on what platform you're on. Most platforms, wherever you're watching us on, the older episodes are still up. And we encourage you to go there and watch them. Let's keep it going, because he also got asked another question, and he you see the frustration. Peter Ducey, but he know how to get up under Joe Bama Biden's skin. I'm telling you, Peter Ducey knows how to get up under his skin by just challenging him with the facts. So I'm trying to figure out, how is it that he's still able to be there to challenge people? And thankfully, he's not the only one challenging Joe Bama Biden with questions now, because there are other news media outlets that are finally trying to ask him questions, but they're not asking him about what he done wrong and this, that, and the other, and what he's done illegally, and you know, how they're crushing the economy. They're asking him about his age and all of that, and so and they have good reason. As you can see, about asking him about your age. I got a very important message coming up right after this next video. I want to let you know about what's coming to Georgia, or who's coming, or what is coming to Georgia very soon.
Something the special counsel said in his report is that one of the reasons you were not charged is because, in his description, you are a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory.
I'm well-meaning, and I'm an elderly man, and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president, and I put this country back on its feet. I don't need his recommendation.
How bad is your memory, and can you continue as president
My memory is so bad, I let you speak. That's
your memory has gotten worse,
Mr. President.
My memory is not good. My memory is fine. My memory, take a look at what I've done since I become president. None of you thought I could pass any of the things I got passed. How'd that happen? You know, I guess I just forgot what was going on.
It happened because use is corrupt. Use is corrupt. That's what happened. That's how you were able to get it passed, because you've been paying off, you've been spending our tax dollars and your whole government career that's been going on most longer than many of us that are alive now, or most of us that are alive now. His career has spanned over 50 some years. Give it a break, man. You're bankrupt. You're a part of the problem. Ain't that something that he would be talking about how he done fixed the problem when he's been the biggest problem? And these problems have been no worse than what they are right now. So no, Joe, you've not fixed nothing. You haven't fixed anything. You, Joe Bomber Biden, are destroying the United States wholeheartedly by yourself. And now I know why. Okay, my sound ain't quite there like I thought it was gonna be. Let's fix that right now. You guys probably can hear me a little bit louder now. Is that the case? Boop, 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 boop. Nope. Oh, let's see. Let's see if we can get it right now. I think we got it right now. All right. Let's keep it moving. Let me take my time with this. J.D. Vance, Representative J.D. Vance says, and General Flynn shared this over on X, and I want to just go through this for a moment. But he says, we appear to have at least two senators actually reading the bill. And Rand Paul read it too. Any others at GOP? Wow. He tagged GOP on the. I just sent the below memo to every one of my Republican colleagues in Congress. Buried in the bill's text is an impeachment time bomb for the next Trump presidency if he tries to stop funding the war in Ukraine. Wow. Okay, we must vote against this disastrous bill. I'm going to try to enlarge that a little bit. It says the Ukraine supplemental includes a hidden impeachment clause against President Trump. The background of it: President Trump was wrongfully impeached by the partisan Pelosi-led House Representative on December 18, 2019. At the core of the impeachment was a pause on funds appropriated to Ukraine, $391 million in security assistance, $250 million through the Department of Defense, DOD. All right, let's go down. Let's go down, scroll down where it says. Okay, I'll just skip down where it says the supplemental impeachment time bomb. President Trump has said in regard to the war, okay, in Ukraine, we got to get that war settled, and I'll get it settled. He has stated that he would resolve the war in 24 hours. The bill includes $1.6 billion for foreign military financing to Ukraine and $13.7 billion for the Ukraine security assistance initiative. These funds expire on September 30, 2025, nearly a year into the possible second term of President Trump. let's go back up to that section what I skipped over because apparently it needed to be read. The false argument put forward by Democrats as as is follows: as President Trump had allegedly paused these funds because he wished to see the corrupt nexus between the Biden family and Ukraine investigated. President Trump had abused his power with the aim of interfering with the U.S. presidential election. Page 425 of the committee report on the first impeachment state. The president froze military assistance to Ukraine against U.S. national security interests and over the objections of career experts. The impeachment inquiry report states the president did so despite the longstanding bipartisan support of Congress, uniform support across federal departments, and because his people he dealt with, I think it just cut off on me. Yep, one of them just cut off on me. No, it's still live. Okay, we'll keep going. I don't know what's going on. This is the craziest. But anyway, let's go to this next video. Nikki Haley is getting roasted. Epic President Trump video that he rolled out for the Super Bowl weekend. Boom, here we go. Super Bowl Trump.
Prove the fact that Donald Trump says I want to cut Social Security or raise the age. I've never said that.
There's the red challenge hat. Trump's challenging Haley's statement.
Haley's claim she didn't call for raising the age of Social Security is under review.
Tony, here's exactly what the official is looking at.
Social Security, Medicare, how would you manage the entitlements?
We say the rules have changed. What we do know is 65 is way too low, and we need to increase that. 65 is way too low, and we need to increase that.
Let's take a look at another angle.
We change retirement age to reflect life expectancy.
I think the call's pretty clear, but let's go down to the field and see what official Gene Tooney has to say.
After review, Nikki Haley clearly said she plans to change the rules and raise the age of Social Security. This results in cutting benefits for 82% of Americans.
Bob, that was a rookie mistake by Haley.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Prove the fact that Donald Trump says I want to cut Social Security or raise the age. I've never said that.
There's the red challenge hat.
They throw the red challenge hat on him. Nigga, why you keep lying? At some point in time, another, you think you quit waffling, you quit lying on, and quit telling them things like that. But hey, they keep on telling them. She keep on telling them, and keeps on getting exposed. All right. Free prayer rallies. Pastors for Trump. Powder Springs, Georgia. You can RSVP at pastorsfortrump.com/Georgia. Spirit Life Church is where this is located, where this is going to be at. Address is on there. You can also, we have the link provided in the show, and you can pull that up for yourself. Pastor for Trump free prayer rally. And I'm gonna tell you something now, you may be surprised. There are rumors going on that somebody just might be in the house on that day. I'm just being real with you. I mean, I've been told by individuals before this came out that he may be in the house. He may be in the house. All right, guys, let's move on to our next segment in the show. And we want to go to this next segment in the show called The Conservative Corner. And this episode is brought to you by APCO Processing. Processing for the people, where they're creating, where we are creating a parallel economy. If you know anyone with a business and that has received payments, we assist in that, in them receiving their payments from their customer. Look forward to talking to you in the future about that. All right, let's move on. The Constitution of the United States of America and selected writings of the founding fathers. And I'm telling you, this has been some epic writings that we've been reading over the course of the last few months, last couple of months. And we're going to read a little bit more on today, this writing from Benjamin Franklin from 1773, where he sent it through the public advertiser. And this section is called Rules by Which a Great Empire May Be Reduced to a Small One, presented to a late minister when he entered upon his administration. All right. Let's go there. And we are in section 16 of this chapter. If you are told of discontents in your colonies, never believe that they are general, or that you have given occasion for them. Therefore, do not think of applying any remedy or of changing any offensive measure. Redress no grievance, lest they should be encouraged to demand the redress of some other grievance. Grant no request that is just and reasonable, lest they should make another that is unreasonable. So in other words, if they make a request that we go back and look at the elections and just go, let's see the ballots. Let's just check them out one more time. Send them back to the state. And they say, no, we're not going to do that. You go to the courts or the highest land. And they say, oh, we find no standing. Take all your going on with this. Take all your information of the state of the colonies from your governors and officers in enmity with them. Encourage and reward those leasing makers. Secrete their lying accusations, lest they should be confuted, but act upon them as the clearest evidence. And believe nothing you hear from the friends of the people. Suppose all their complaints to be invented and promoted by a few factitious demagogues, whom if you could catch and hang, all would be quiet. Catch and hang a few of them accordingly, blood of the martyrs shall work miracles in favor of your purpose. This really reminds me of when they had the impeachment trials and they had all of these different things that were, they were lying about the president, President Trump, when it came down to lying about Russiagate. They would open up for closed doors hearings. They did not have to give sworn testimony. because had they given sworn testimony, it would have meant that they would have been liable for perjury. And so therefore, they did not have them swear under oath. So therefore, they could just lie like they wanted to lie. And there would be no repercussions. They could go on news and lie all day, just like James Comey or Jim Comey and former FBI director and John Brennan, former CIA director. They could go on there and lie all they want to. You know, they could get 51 former military personnel to sign on to a letter and send it and publicize it. And they could lie all they want to, knowing they were lying, because that lie is not under the penalty of perjury. But here we are now. And reading about, they were dealing with some of the similar things back during the founders of the country were dealing with. See, this is why people continue to say and bring up 1776, because of a lot of the things that we're dealing with now, and they had to fight to save our country. We're dealing with now. Where it just hadn't came to so much bloodshed other than January the 6th, that we're going to have to do some things before it gets to that point in fighting, or gets to a civil war and fighting with information now to overcome these biases. He went on to say in that section, catch and hang a few of them accordingly, and the blood of the martyrs shall work miracles in favor of your purpose. Going on in section 17. If you see revival nations rejoicing at the prospect of your disunion with your provinces and endeavoring to promote it, if they translate, publish and applaud all the complaints of your discontent. Colonists at the same time privately stimulating you to sever measures. Let not that alarm or offend you. Why should it, since you all mean the same thing? Let me break this down to you. Now remember, this is about rules by which a great empire may be reduced to a small one. Just think about that, what he was just saying. Just ignore all of these different countries that are pulling away from us and that are excited because we're a divided nation right now, and they're putting their funding behind one another with other securities than ours. This, and then when people try to tell leadership of the country that this is taking place, they ignore them. This is what has a nation on the fast track to becoming a small nation. We're going to get into one more section as we continue to read today out of the Constitution of the United States of America. Let's continue to go there. In section 18, it says, if any colony should at their own charge erect a fortress to secure their port against the fleets of foreign enemy. Check this out now. This is so much related. It is almost like the deep state actors went back and looked to this document, founding document, and said, we're going to do just what he said would destroy us. check this out. If any colony should at their own charge erect a fortress to secure their port against the fleets of a foreign enemy, get your governor to betray that fortress into your hands. Never think of paying what it costs the country, for that would look at least like some regard for justice, but turn it into a citadel to all the inhabitants and curb their commerce. Turn it into a citadel where you got hundreds, where they're moving them into hotels that other people would come visiting their families, other people that would come vacationing, other people would come visiting so many people are packing the streets, and the federal government is refusing to support their borders or to defend the borders of our southern states. But he says, if they should have lodged in such fortress the very arms they bought and used to aid you in your conquest, seize them all. It will provoke like ingratitude added to robbery. One admirable effect of these operations will be to discourage every other colony from erecting such defenses, and so your enemies may more easily invade them, to the great disgrace of your government, of course, the furtherance of your project. Rules by which to go to make a great nation, a big nation, a small one. Doesn't it amaze you at the and things that they're doing that's so contrary to the foundation of the United States of America, to our core values? It's amazing that to the T, so much of this that we've been reading about was already explained in the Constitution where they were fighting. All right, one report has come out that President Trump is considering to nominate his daughter-in-law to become co-chair of the NRC, or the National Republican Committee. Very, very, the Republican National Committee co-chair. This is interesting. I actually like that. Of the core values, and she's been on tons of media outlets covering different events. She knows what's happening. She knows what needs to be done. So I am actually interested in it, and I would like to see that come to pass. I want to go on a little bit further. Let's see where we at now. Well, honestly, it's not allowing. I don't know what's going on, whether it's the dashboard, which I'm really thinking about making some changes, because there's so much that is going on, but we'll see. Let's go to this next clip, Byron Donald on Fox.
I'm fully confident we're going to pass it this week, mostly because Leader Scalise will be back with us this week. He's been battling cancer, and all the reports on his health are good. And so he's going to be returning to Capitol Hill. We're going to put that on the floor. It's going to pass. And look, the Senate is going to have to take this up, and they're going to have to deal with it. They just can't ignore it. They're going to have to decide one way or the other should Alejandro Mayorkas actually keep his job. And the reason is clear why he should lose it. He's lied to the American people. Our southern border is not secure. There's already been a million encounters at the southern border this fiscal year, and we're only halfway through the year. It's only going to get worse for our country. He deserves to lose his job simply because he has not followed the law, he has not faithfully executed the law, and he has perjured himself by lying to members of Congress. Well, I'm fully confident we're going to pass it this
week. Let's see how it goes. I'm looking forward to this, to him being, removed. Because they are destroying our country. You know, President Trump, in his speech over the weekend, actually said that we can't make it. We can't make it to November. It's too far away. And I actually understand where he's coming from, because soon, with the rhinos that they have in place, they're going to be pushing for amnesty, some type of amnesty for these people that are coming across our borders illegally. And we're headed for a bad place. But wherever you're at, get involved on the local level. Stand up. Push back. Get involved with these individuals. In the election process, get involved, because our country needs you. In Georgia, qualifying week is coming up March the 4th through the 8th, and whatever county you're in, consider running for open seats, or running for seats that are up for election. Because America needs you. And as we see things, as we're going forward, we need more people like you to stand up, to be involved. One thing that you can do is help remove dead voters off the rolls. One way of doing that is you can just use funeral homes. They put out information on where people die. You can use that information that they have. It's a public document, to find out the information you need to look at the voter rolls or the registered voter list, or and be able to go through that and to see if their name is still on the list of registered voters, and submit it to the Board of Elections where you're at, and just request them to remove them. And they have to go, they're supposed to investigate it. I'm starting to see you being more involved in this process in our county. That there are, you know, they are looking into names that are on there, and removing them. You know, to what degree? Excuse me. To what degree? I don't know. I mean, I've seen some of this taking place, and hopefully it continues to take place, and even at a greater level. But tomorrow is huge. If you're in Douglas County, if you're in one of those counties, I think there's one more. I think maybe Paulding County, a section of Paulding County, is also involved in this special election for district or Georgia 30 seat, Senate seat. Looking, I think we've pretty much covered everything that I wanted to cover tonight. However, just as I say that, I think I did have some things in the link that I wanted to touch on, or some things in the description of the show that I want to touch on before we get out of here. Oh my goodness. I see that I did not change them. Nope. Well, at least on the on Rumble, I didn't change it. And that's my bad. That definitely is my bad. So let me see if I can find it. On Facebook, is it in this description? Let me go here. I do want to go here to this, a little portion of this video from a press conference from Voter GA. Let me get all these commercials out of the way and then we'll go there. Bear with me. And it is in the description of the show, so you can go there for yourself. Let me see. I'm still trying to get it up. Yeah, from the Curling versus Raffensperger recap. And I just want to go over just a few things. And let it play, and we can hear for ourselves about it. And the link is in the description, so I'd encourage you to go check it out at your convenience. And I'm gonna be honest, I have not seen the whole thing. We just received it tonight, being on their email list, and I value what they're doing. So let's get this pulled up, and then we're gonna let it play for a little bit. As soon as I kick the screen off. Okay, all right. So let's get ready to go there, and we're gonna let this play for a little bit.
Saying that the board had unanimously decided to certify the hand recount. They had no other choice. They knew that the machine could not count the votes correctly in Coffee County. And it wasn't just Coffee County. She's now listed as an observer in depositions for other Coffee County personnel. So the question comes up, why did Harvey Karrant seek a forensic exam? Well, we've kind of already talked about that. Mr. Cheney's letter explains this pretty clearly. They had called in this a forensic expert company called Sullivan Strickler. And they, that's a misprint, it's actually Strickler with an L. And no external actor besides Sullivan Strickler touched the equipment during this copying and subsequent, and any subsequent testing that was performed. So the Secretary of State's office just simply did not do its job in ordering this forensic exam as soon as the system failed to reach out the election. So Sullivan Strickler's Paul Maggio testified that they had image copied the server to a secure portal, but the problem is that those individuals who had the account could get the download, but they could have given that image server copy to someone else without detection. And that was one of the biggest issues in the threat that it posed. What's interesting, though, is he testified that they were able to image copy all the software on all the major Dominion components, but they were not successful in imaging the B&D, or either they were unable or unwilling, whatever, did not image the B&D. So for the other plaintiffs to constrain their relief to the B&D ignores the extensive security risk to all the other components of the Dominion B&D system, including them. Replacing the B&Ds alone would not solve the security risk raised during this trial. Ricardo sought to call deposed individuals that were previously deposed, and he wanted to call two of them as witness. And they had actually either examined the Sullivan Strickler's image, as Ben Cotton did, or they directed tests that were done as Jeff Lindbergh done. Neither one of these witnesses were allowed to testify, but Ben Cotton was a highly credentialed cyber forensic expert, accessed vulnerabilities in the Coffee County server image, nor was he allowed to testify about all the other Dominion 5.5 imaging systems that he has done forensic analysis on. Jeffrey Lindbergh, a nation-state vulnerability testing expert with 30 years of experience at Sandia National Labs, was not allowed to testify about how he determined through tests he had suggested to the elections director to make, how he was able to determine about the real-time remote changes that affected those ballot rejections. So the record shows that corroborating evidence that of remote wireless access by Dominion personnel during the 2021 U.S. Senate runoff, and that was to correct the ballot rejection issue that occurred on January 5th, 2021, that evening. Moving on to some of the expert witnesses.
Wow. As you can see right there, they have the goods, these individuals were going into the system, changing it to correct the ballot rejecting issue. Same thing that took place in Arizona in 2022. And here it is again. It was the same scenario where they had these, couldn't be online. We saw that they were online as they were correcting these issues that was happening. Let's wake up, people. Let's get involved. And let's fight like never before. I think as we got one issue straightened out, nope, we didn't get it straight. Scripture, well, actually we can, I think. I think we will be able to do the scripture of the day. Let me see if I can get that pulled up. And so we can get out of here and be ready to have an early day on tomorrow. And let's go here. Today's scripture reading comes from in this segment that we call A Moment in the Word, because we believe that a moment in the Word can change your life, a moment in the Word can change my life, and a moment in the Word can change anyone's life. Today's scripture reading comes from Psalms 40, verses 1 through 4. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Expect of not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Psalms 40, verse 1 through 4. The Lord will set your feet upon a rock. He'll establish your goings. Many of you are like I was as a young man, traveling or chasing after the next shiny thing, chasing after this moment and that moment because it appeared to be better than this moment. And if you live a life like that, there's going to be a lot of instability. And not many that will be able to trust you because of the instability. So one thing for sure is that when you surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ will bring stability into your life, problems and issues, but you will have a more stable situation in your life. People that could not trust you will begin to trust you like never before. And as they trust, they can see that you're a person of integrity, then they're more willing to trust you than than what you had before. And that might be a big thing for someone tonight to hold on to. To know that all you got to do is keep on keeping on. And after a while, things start working and coming together for your good. Love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for joining us here on the Apostolic Conservative Show while we've been on episode 599, The Elderly Man with Poor Memory. It won't work. All right, guys. God bless you. We appreciate you. We thank you so much. Please keep Crystal and I in your prayers as we strive to do the will of God for our lives, knowing that no matter what happens, we're all in this together. And where we go one, we go all. Blessings. Look forward to seeing you. And you can always find the original plan of salvation in your Bibles in the book of Acts, the second chapter, the 38th verse.
And angels loving it. The covenant with Jesus keeps on getting even sweeter. I love to pledge allegiance to the one that gave us freedom. He did it by his bloody shed.
Welcome back to Law and Border. We're in Panama as Ben and the team link up with their guides from the Centerfront Security Force. They'll leave before sunrise in order to catch boats who are coming down the river.
Number two.
And the count is on.
21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. All stopping at these little markets. 30, 31, 32. I don't care what Green John Pierre tells you. I don't care what Secretary Marcus tells you. He's supposedly Secretary of Homeland Security. There is no security in our homeland right now. There's an invasion, and you see it right here. 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46. 54, and it's not even 11 a.m. 64, 68, 9, 71, 72, 80, that's 80. We just passed 80 boats in less than an hour. That's 2,000 people. We just saw yesterday, huge day, they had 4,000 people come through. We've never seen numbers like this before. Biden says they're trying to stop it. He is lying. They're not trying to stop it. This is not failed policy. They're aligned with the globalists, the United Nations, the leftist NGOs. They're aligned with China to destroy America from within. It's treason. This is an invasion. This is an invasion.
86. 95. 96.
They said Title 42 was going away. It was going to get better. It's a lie. Marcus is a liar. Biden's a liar. The Democrats are liars.
100. 101.
I truly was shocked when I heard yesterday. 160 votes. I thought that had to be an anomaly. Couldn't be happening every day. We just passed 101. Here comes number 102. They've done this all. It's not an anomaly, guys. This is the new normal.
This boat is like about to sink.
They've done this all. Venezuela? We're going into the pipeline to see what's coming to America. 105 votes, 160 yesterday. This is one tributary of the river of the invasion that's coming to America. You come down here and you can see what's coming. Sadly, Mayorkas comes down here and he just invites more of it. This is a machine created by the Democrats.
116.
So that looks like the end of the wave possibly for this morning. 116 boats. That's somewhere between 2,500 and 3,000 people in an hour and a half. Coming into Baja Chiquito and it is packed here. Saw 116 boats already and this little village is overrun as well.
Running. A once pristine river that ran through the jungles of Panama is turned into raw sewage.
The feces are strong. Stinks really bad.
It's so bad you almost don't know what to focus on.
Wow, that stinks.
An indigenous village of only a couple hundred is now completely overrun and being destroyed by this process.
It's crazy. So you go to this indigenous village and it's so taken over that the actual places that they live, some of them have been turned into huts and food centers, but then down below you got all the tents underneath as well. All tents underneath their house, tents under there. Every house is full of tents now.
Thank you.
Thank you. Keeps going, guys. This is the line to get into the village of the people that just came in from the jungle. Crazy. Absolutely insane. Thousands of people. Venezuela? Where are you from? China? Look at this. Look at this. Oscar. Unbelievable, man. Feces everywhere. Everything is. So you got the new line of people coming in. This is processing. Wild. As far as you can see out of the village, guys, it's a pipeline. It's a pipeline from all of these countries that feed into these little villages here in the Darien. Baja Chiquito, you get in the river, you go down to Lajas Blancas, you get sent, either stop at San Vicente or piped on through up to Costa Rica, then Nicaragua, then Honduras, then Guatemala, then Mexico, up to our southern.
People were just okay, we were just quiet, sitting back, we were excited. Then when they started messing with them, no other choice but to step up.
covenant. The covenant where Jesus keeps on getting even sweeter. I love the pledge allegiance to the one that gave us freedom. He did it by his bloody shed for you and me, and he hung on that rugged cross for us all. Let his will just be done. His fingerprints, they be stitched in our fabric. No escaping this. If you want it, you can have it. The wages of sin is death when you cash in. Turn away and repent. The next, it is baptism. In the name of Jesus, to X out your past sins. What's the Holy Ghost fall like it did in Acts 10? Aaron started all things that we do. Master taught us be great, take a broom. After all, so